Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Morning.
Good morning. A tough Saturday for you guys, a hard-fought game with Maine, 7-point game going into the fourth quarter, but you guys come up a little short, 23-6. Give me your impressions on the game Saturday.
Well, we didn't we didn't take advantage of some early opportunity like we should have, and when you're struggling on offense and you get the opportunities, you better cash in then, because it's tough if you don't, and we didn't, and then it turned into a struggle for us. Maine's defense played very well, and I think we made uncharacteristically a couple mistakes later on defense that we don't usually do, and therefore we come up short. I mean, it was we played hard, but we didn't play particularly well, I didn't think.
When you were having the struggles offensively, like you touched on, you get the turnover deep in their territory there on the opening drive, and then give it back there on the interception. How big of a momentum letdown type of thing was that? How much could you have used that score early to build some momentum and confidence for your offense?
Well, it would have helped a whole lot if we'd caught the one pass we threw that was dropped in the end zone right on early on the second or third play of the game, I guess. We had that one open and he dropped it, and that's kind of the way it went from there. Then we get the turnover and so on and so forth. And it was tough, but we kept playing hard, but we just really were not in sync.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hi, Coach Jimmy. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool. Talk about New Hampshire this week. How are you going to get ready for two quarterbacks? I know Knight during the JMU game got banged up at the end of the third quarter, early fourth quarter, and they brought in the other quarterback. How do you get ready for two quarterbacks? This depends on Knight. Might be ready to go Saturday. I don't know what his status is.
Well, we'll try to get ready for their offense is what we try to get ready. It's not so much getting ready for a quarterback. It's the offense and the diversity that they have on offense. And, certainly we've played them before many times, and you never know what to expect from them offensively. They do a great job of masking things, of giving you a lot of window dressing, or giving you something different that you haven't seen for a few weeks, or maybe not at all. It's a challenge to prepare for what New Hampshire does offensively. They're very innovative. They do a good job.
And what are the three keys for you guys to pull out a win on Saturday?
Well, we got to get some consistency on offense and not beat ourselves with penalties and turnovers. And defensively, we just got to try to slow them down a little bit and get some turnovers on that side.
Well, good luck this week.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Good morning, Jimmy. This is obviously unfamiliar territory for a lot of your guys. How are they handling it, do you feel?
Well, they're practicing hard, and their attitudes seem to be good. If that, in that regard, nobody likes not winning. Nobody likes that, and. Certainly, I'm glad it's something we're not used to, and I don't want us to get used to it. But certain things are out of your control, and all you can do is go and work and keep preparing. And coaches and players are doing that and doing that very well.
So you obviously have a lot of youth on offense, and I'm sure you figured that would. More maturity would come, I guess, and with the offense, it would get improved. But do you just not see as much progress as you would hope for?
Well, I think we get banged up on the offensive line pretty badly as we've gone, and then you get the quarterbacks that are struggling, and so you take those two things in there, and then you end up losing guys' receivers get hurt and get them out of there. So there's not a whole lot of continuity, and. When you're, as you mentioned, when you're young to start off with, and then some of those things happen, it's tough. But you just keep going, trying to find ways to improve.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Rich, as you well know, if an offense struggles to score points, a lot of times that defense slips on you. It doesn't seem to be the case down there. You say a word or two about those guys on defense or holding the fort.
I think those guys are playing very well. I mean, we played up there Saturday without, you know, starting defensive tackle, starting, you know, guys here and there on some of that stuff. But I think we're playing hard on defense. We got good leadership there. Those guys, they're playing hard. And as you talk to them all about it, it's a team game. I mean, I've been there, you know, as well as I do, John. We've been there where it's been the other way around sometimes in some seasons where, you know, the offense has carried the defense. But it's a team game, and you learn that right from the beginning. You buy into that right from the beginning, and you go with it.
Hey, if I could follow up by asking about Bill Murray. He made a lot of plays up there Saturday, and it's sort of a continuation of a kind of a breakout year for him. Could you say a word or two about Bill?
He's playing very, very hard. I really, really pleased with the. He's got a lot of ability, and then you take a lot of ability and add on the effort. And he gives great effort, plays hard, and he's unrelentless in the way he's relentless. I should say in the way he continues to play. It's every play. It's full go.
Thank you, Coach.
Jimmy, you've certainly gone head to head with Coach McDonald many times over the years, and he's got a program that has been in the playoffs 13 years straight, which is an amazing run. But you talked earlier this morning about how you guys have dominated, I guess 9-0 against him over the years. What's been the key to success against New Hampshire?
Well, I don't know if there's any key or anything. Every game's different. Every year is different, and I don't know. I can't tell you there's something that. And I wish, if I knew it, I would try to pull it out this week. I promise you. But we have a lot of respect for their program, the way they run their program, and the type of teams they have, and they do a great job coaching and putting their players in the right situations. And like I said earlier, they're always difficult to prepare for.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
All right. Take care.